同心默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续跟大家来学习有关怎么样来讲道服事。
In the name of Jesus Christ, let's continue to learn how to deliver a sermon and its components.
好，因为我们这个电脑还需要有一点时间才能够再投影所以我们可以看我们的讲义。
So since we have to take some time to get the slides up, let us just use our handout material.
我们刚刚谈到说拟定题目的一个原则。
Earlier we talked about the principles of selecting a title for your sermon.
那接下来我们就谈到说那要怎么样来拟定题目。
And also we talked about how to choose or selecta sermon title.
第一个就是用圣经的经句来做题目。
First is that we should use words from the Bible to set our title.
从这个神所启示的话来定做我们的题目。
Through the words inspired by God through the Bible, we could select.And set our title.
但是要注意的是，这个经句的本身它要语义要完整。
We have to be careful to be accurate in quoting the words from the Bible.
比如说我们要讲这个创世纪第五章那边。
For example, if we want to talk about Genesis chapter 5.
五章二十一到二十四节。
Genesis chapter 5 verses 21 through 24.
谈到这个以诺。
Talks about Enoch.
那我们这个题目我们就定与神同行。
If we set our topic as walked with God.
像马太福音第六章那边。谈到不要为生活忧虑。
Just like in Matthew chapter 6, it talks about do not worry about our daily needs.
不要为明天忧虑，要吃什么，穿什么。
We shouldn't worry about tomorrow and what to eat and what to wear.
那题目就可以直接定说，不要为明天忧虑。
If that were the case, and that's what you want to talk about, the topic then naturally could be do not worry about tomorrow.
或者是马可福音九章的二十三节。
Or Mark chapter 9 verse 23.
在信的那边主耶稣二三节说，主耶稣对他说：“你若能信，在信的人凡事都能。”
Verse 29 says, "So he said to them, this kind can come out by nothing but prayer and fasting."
那如果我们要讲这个主耶稣医治这个癫痫病的孩子这一段。
And if we want to talk about the Jesus Christ healing this boy,
那我们题目就可以定信的人凡事都能。
Then we could set our topic to something like those who have faith in God can do anything.
这个就是直接用经文来做我们的题目。
And this is a way to incite.From the Bible stories or verses to set our topic.
那另外一种就是根据这个圣经经文内容来定题目。
The other way to select a title is through a biblical topic.
找出它整段经文的中心思想。
And we would draw from the central theme of a biblical story or topic.
借着这个中心思想来定题。
And through that central theme, that will allow us to select the title.
就像这个约翰福音第八章。
Just like John, for example, John chapter 8.
我们要讲这个真理，叫人得以自由。
For for example, if you want to discuss the portion of John chapter 8 that talks about the truth shall set you free.
啊，就是三十一节开始。
Starting from verse 31.
啊，到三十六节。
31 through 36.
哦，那我们题目就可以定，哦，整一段的中心思想在谈真自由，哦，我们就题目就直接可以定真自由。
So if we want to talk about these few verses in our sermon, then we can use a topic like the truth shall make you free, as since it's a central theme to these few verses.
或者是这个约翰福音第三章那里。
Another example, John chapter 3.
第三章第一节到十一节那里，主耶稣跟尼哥提姆谈重生。
Verses 1 through 11, here Jesus Christ was discussing the fact that one is reborn again with Nicodemus.
好，那我们题目就可以根据这一段找出他的中心思想，我们题目定这个重生的真意。
If you want to discuss this in your sermon, then since the theme is rebirth, then we could set our title to the truth of being reborn or rebirth.
这个就是根据这个经文的中心思想来定题目。
So this is another way of selecting a title based on a biblical topic or theme from the verses in the Bible.
那也可以直接就用圣经中的故事的事迹的比喻来定题目。
Of course, then the third way is to use various content from the sermon as a way to set your title.
比如说亚伯拉罕献以撒。
For example, Abraham offering his son Isaac.
或者是这个比如说这个摩西带以色列百姓说。跟亚玛利人打的第一场战我们就直接定利非定之战利非定之役
or the Israelites fighting the story of them fighting against the Samaritans as the battle that was set you can use a topic like the battle that was set apart the truth or righteous or
the battle the battle战役的役利非定之战
the
battle of 利非定利非定都是地名的
okay. or you could simply just cite the location of the battle as your topic
或者是说这个我们要谈主耶稣所讲的比喻那就直接用那个就做我们题目的名字撒种的比喻啦或者是这个撒网的比喻啦，稗子麦子的比喻就直接用那个比喻的这个我们要讲的东西来做我们的题目。
The other examples is that if you want to just talk about the parable of Jesus, you can simply just use the parable as the topic, like for example the parable of the sowing or casting of net as your topic for your sermon.
那第三个定题目的方法。就是根据我们讲到的目的来定题目。
And the other way of setting the topic is to set it so that it's consistent with the intent of your sermon.
比如说我们的目的是要教信徒怎么祷告。
For example, your intent of your sermon is to teach the listeners how to pray.
那你就题目就定如何祷告。
And you could set a title called How to pray.
如何奉献
How to offer.
如何孝顺父母
How to be, how to honor your parent, our parents.
根据我们的目的来定题目
You could set your topic in accordance to the intent of your message.
那刚刚我们谈过，如果我们这个题目太长
And we've discussed this previously that if your topic is too long,
我们可以用副题来补助说明。
You could have a main topic with a subtitle.
就像刚刚小弟所分享基督徒的生活副题祷告生活基督徒的生活副题读经生活就像这样子的方法。
like the example previously cited, that if you want to talk about the life of a question, as a some of the options for a sub theme or title would be the life of a praying or the life of a servitude.
Oh, 这个是有关哦，在题目的拟定方面。
So all of the above has to do with how to select a title for our sermon.
好，那接下来我们就来学习题目，那再来就是要怎么样来写这个引论。So
now we'd like to go into how to write an introduction.
那引论，在一篇讲章里面，它有哪些功能啊？
So what are the value of an introduction in the sermon?
引论的第一个功能就是能够带到主题里面。
The first value is that it will lead listeners into the main topic.
为这个讲章的发展来做一个铺路工作。
It basically broadcasts or forecasts or lay the groundwork for the concepts or discussion points to come.
让这个听到的人哦, 发现说, 这篇信息对我个人的价值。
It helps to remind or relate to the listeners as to how the topic or the theme would apply to them.
哦, 还有重要在哪里?
And also it helps and reinforces the important points.
哦, 那进一步来预备心来领受这一篇信息。
And as a result, they will be interested and be encouraged to listen carefully and be more attentive.
英文的第二个功能,
the second value of an introduction
就是, 哦, 让讲到的跟听到的人来建立友谊。
It helps to establish a connection or a relationship between the speaker and with the listener.
哦, 尤其哦, 如果是, 哦, 到外地, 哦, 去协助领会, 那对这个陌生的听众, 哦, 如果先来一段充满友爱恳切的谈话, 来建立双方的关系。
For example, if you were to deliver a sermon at a foreign place or a place that it's not you're not familiar with, the first thing you could do is to have a more warm, heartfelt, kind of a kind introduction just to establish some groundwork and connection with the audience.
缩短彼此的距离，来加强这个讲道的这个效率。
You can break it's in the form of an icebreaker and also would elevate the effectiveness of your message.
这个也是引论，它能够达到的一个功效。
So all of those are potential values of an introduction of a sermon.
那引论也可以取得听到的人他们的注意力。
Another value of an introduction is that it will also help to catch listeners' attention.
引起他们的兴趣。
It'll inspire, arouse interest.
在最短的时间内, 预备好他的心。
And in a very short time, an introduction can help prepare the listeners' hearts.
来专心听到。
So that they can be attentive and concentrate throughout the sermon.
但是哦, 引论的内容一定要跟 你讲到的内容有关系。
However, your introduction has to have relationship to the main body of the sermon.
不要为了讲笑话而讲笑话，讲故事而讲故事。
We should not merely talk about a story just for the mere fact of the story, or say a joke just because you wanted it to be funny.
一定要跟 你的本论有关。
They all must have to relate closely to the intent of your message and to your discussion points.
所以有人说引论就好像你开支票，本论就好像兑现支票一样。
So some people say that your introduction is like writing a check. However, your main body is like the check being able to be deposited or cashed.
那引论还可以给我们这个。 让听到的人了解我们讲到人的内容。Further,
the introduction will help the listeners to understand the sermon content.
从引论当中啊，让听到人了解哦，等一下大概讲到了要讲的到底是哪方面的。
Through the introduction, it basically serves as a precursor to the listeners what's about to come and some of the exciting messages to come.
哦，就好像一部电影的预告片一样。
And just like the trailer that you see for movies that have yet to come yet.
哦，你看了这个预告片，你大概就知道啊，这部电影大概在演什么。
After you watch a trailer of a movie, you get the sense what the movie will be about.
哦，那引论也有这样的功效。
Consequently, or likewise, the introduction of a sermon has the same effect.
哦，所以引论如果做得好。
So if you can draft a well and good introduction.
哦，能够让人引人入胜。
That you're able to fascinate or draw the attention of the listeners.
哦，那如果引论做得不好，
If you do not prepare a good introduction,
哦，人家就拒绝收听了，
哦。Perhaps sometimes the listener will refuse to accept the message or refuse to listen.
哦，有个故事，哦，他说到这个美国有一个很出名的编辑啊，哦，在这个周末晚报当总编的时候，他曾经收到一个投稿的这个读者来的抗议信。
There was once a story of a very famous editor of a reputable newspaper, and one time this editor received a letter of concern or a letter of concern from from one of his readers.
说他滥用他的职责职权胡乱退人家的稿件。
Basically, this letter complaint is saying that this editor, complaining that this editor is misusing his authority to reject stories.
哦，那并且说哦，啊，他有证明哦，因为他在投稿之前故意把有三页连在一起啊，啊，结果被退稿的时候发现那个三页连在一起，根本连打开都没打开。
So this complainant claims that he has evidence that the editor would not even read the drafts that it was presented to him, and he would just simply reject them.
哦，来证明说这个总编哦，根本呢连看都没看就退稿了。
And to try to claim that this editor of the newspaper is not even reviewing people's drafts, but merely just rejecting them.
哦，结果这个总编哦就写了一封信啊，给这一个抗议的读者。
So in response to the complaint, the editor prepared a letter.
他说我在早上哦，我吃早餐的时候哦，我打开了一个蛋哦。
He says that in his letter that this one morning that when he was eating his breakfast, he cracked open an egg.
哦，但是不需要等到我吃完才说啊，这个蛋是坏掉的哦。
And he thought to himself, he doesn't need to wait until after he finished the egg to realize that the egg is already rotted.
哦，打开就知道是坏的了。
Because the minute that he cracks open the egg, he'll be able to know right away that the egg is rotted or not.
意思就是说，我看你投稿的那个文章啊，我只要看前面几的引论，我就知道不行了，
退稿了。When he reviewed this particular draft that he rejected, just by looking at the precursor, the introduction portion of the draft, he already had enough and know that's not good anymore.
好，引论也是这样，很重要。
So that's the importance of the introduction of our sermon.
所以如果引论不好的话，就会影响到人家对你本论的一个收听跟接受。
If your introduction to your sermon is not well put together, then that will negatively affect the effectiveness of your message.
哦，那引我们在在编写引论有哪些原则
？So in the process of preparing introduction, what are some of the principles?
哦，第一个就是你要充分的准备。
The first principle is that we must be fully prepared.
哦，所谓好的开始是成功的一半。
A good beginning is half of the success.
哦，在这个讲章的一开始哦，你就胸有成竹，有绝对的把握跟信心。
Right from the get-go of your sermon in your introduction, you have to be filled with confidence and certainty.
哦，就有助于我们 整篇讲章的传讲。
And that will validate the authority of our message to come.
那第二个原则就是那个长短一定要适当。
The second principle is that we have to have an appropriate length in our introduction.
哦，我们啊刚刚有谈到说，这引论跟结论加起来占整个讲章的四分之一。
Again, we talked previously that your introduction plus your conclusion should not take more than 1/4 of your sermon's total time.
引论不能太长。
Our introduction cannot be too lengthy.
哦，就好像这个主人在门口欢迎客人一样。
Just like the example of a host greeting his or her guest.
哦，那站在门口啊，就一直站在那边哦，欢迎词讲的哦，不请客人进来。
And imagine a host standing in front of the doorway, going over his welcoming remarks, but did not ask his guests to come inside.
哦，所以引论也不能太长哦。
So likewise, our introduction cannot be too lengthy.
哦，那第三个哦。
Third principle.
啊，这要跟内容能够衔接的起来。
The content of your introduction has to jive with the sermon's content.
哦，就像刚刚小弟所分享哦，好像开支票哦。你在本论一定要能够兑现。
Just like the example of cashing a check, when you bring it up, something in your introduction, you have to be able to back it up in your text or in your content.
第四个原则。
Fourth principle.
哦，不必要哦，有客套式的谦虚呀。
Avoid unnecessary self-introduction.
哦，讲道是替神在传递信息。
Because when we present our sermon, we are actually preaching in the name of God.
哦，有时候假谦卑可能是真骄傲。
Sometimes if we are overly humble in our presentation, that comes off as we are actually pretty proud.
啊，鄙人才疏学浅啊，对于讲道又没有经验，哦，事先也没有好好准备，哦，现在啊，只好献丑了，献丑了。
A lot of people, they sometimes you'll see speakers start their sermon by saying, I really don't know much. I have little experience in delivering sermon. I haven't prepared much, so please bear with me.
如果真的是这样，你就不应该上台了。
So technically, if that were the case, then you shouldn't be up there speaking.
哦，所以这种哦不必要的客套哦。
So those are unnecessary address or self-introduction.
这个也是我们引论要避免。
So that's something we have to prevent or minimize in our introduction.
哦，那还有哦，就是不要轻易的幽默哦。
And also, we should not attempt to make jokes or attempts to do not lightly attempt humor.
哦，有时候画虎不成反类犬哦。有一次我一个同学啦哦，还没有进神学院的时候。
I had a fellow student before he went into the theological training school.
哦，他在他是哦那时候他是教会的负责人。
At the time, he was a board member for one of our church.
哦，那有这个教会有一场婚礼。
And at the time, there was a wedding hosted by our church.
哦，因为大家都很熟了。
Because everybody was they know each other very well.
哦，所以哦，我这个同学啊，他当司仪哦，教会他负责，所以他就负责当司仪。
And at the time, my friend was in charge of leading the choir.
哦，司仪就是那个叫做
MC。
MC。
Oh, he was the master of ceremony.
哦，所以他一开始哦，他就说奉主耶稣圣名啊，为我们亲爱的某某弟兄哦举办婚礼，某某弟兄某某姐妹举办婚礼，应该是要这样子才对。
So usually in our church, when the MC initiate the wedding, he would say, "In name of Lord Jesus Christ, we are gathered here to conduct a holy matrimony for so and so brother and sister."
哦，他所以他哦就想要幽默一下。
So being humorous, or he wanted to be humorous, so he wanted to do something different.
他说奉主耶稣圣名哦，我们为我们亲爱的某某弟兄及某某姐妹哦举办告别式。
So he jokingly said that in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we are here or gathered here today to host a memorial service for so and so brothers and sisters.
他 他想说举办告别式，然后接下来才要继续讲告别单身的仪式，他想要弄这个幽默了，但是没想到他那个告别式一讲出去，大家就翻脸了，后面那一句就讲不出来了。
He actually intended to say that it's more of a memorial service for their bachelorhood, and he was going to lead in right into, then therefore we gather here to celebrate their wedding. But halfway into it, people had a negative reaction to what he was saying, and he was nervous, and he could not finish the entire joke. On the other hand, sometimes as ministers, we're all over the place attending variety of different services, and sometimes we get it all mixed up. If it was truly a memorial service and you mistakenly said that it was a matrimony or wedding, maybe that's okay, because one could assume that there's, once a person dies, that there's a celebration or a matrimony happening in the heavenly kingdom.
好，但是你如果婚礼给人讲成丧礼，这个很难转回来的哦。
However, on the other hand, if it was a wedding that you're attending and you mistakenly or purposely wanted to make a joke that it was a memorial service that we're celebrating, and that's very difficult for people to understand and accept.
讲到哦，不要轻易的开玩笑幽默。
So this is a caution for us that in our delivering of sermons, we should not be overly humorous or take these things lightly.
那我们怎么样来写这个引论哦？
So how can we write our introduction?
第一个方法。
This is the first method.
就是用解释题目来作为我们的引论。
We could try to explain our title through within our introduction.
可以将这个题目的背景来做一个一个引申。
We could draw upon the context or the background of your title in leading into your introduction.
比如说我们的题目是摩西蒙召。
And for example, if your title is The Calling of Moses.
那我们可以先介绍摩西是谁。
So therefore, in our introduction, we can give a brief overview of who is Moses.
那他有什么贡献？
What sort of qualities or characteristic he had.
让这个听众对摩西稍有认识之后，才进到呼召的教训。
So that the listeners would have some context and be up to speed in terms of the person Moses, so that then you can discuss your message and your body.
那另外一种以这个题目的解释做引论可以把题目的意思再加以解释。
And the other method is to again further explain the meaning of your title in your introduction.
比如我们的题目是如何祷告。
For example, if your topic is how to pray.
那我们呢可以先讲祷告的动机就是为什么要祷告。
In our introduction, we could explain or talk about why we should be praying.
祷告的功能，祷告的意义。
The value of our prayers, the effects or the meaning of our prayers.
让这个听到的人明白我们这一篇信息它的重要性。
So that the listeners will know the relevancy and the importance of being able to pay attention to learn what you're about to say in your main topic.
产生有听下去的意愿。
It gives them the desire of wanting to continue to pay attention.
这是第一个以这个解释题目来作为我们的引论的方法。
So that's the first way of writing our introduction is through explanation of the title.
那第二种呢？
The second way,
就是以最近所发生的时事来作为我们的引论。
We could discuss some of the current affairs or events that are happening around us within our introduction.
那这个也不要经常用 不要变成报道新闻哈，传道变成记者啊。
We shouldn't use this too frequently because we don't want to come off like we're newscasters.
用这个最近发生的时事做引论啊，有几点要注意的。
There's a few things that few points we have to be careful of if we want to cite current events as our introduction.
比如说，我们要注意我们所引用的这个新闻时事啊，它的正确性啊，它的可靠性。
First, we have to make sure that the news that we're about to share is accurate and it's reliable.
那第二个我们要避免引用会导致我们听众这个见仁见智的争执的事件，那个比较会有争执的你就不要用。
Second is that we have to be careful not to cite current events that would cause quarrel or sensitivity in the church.
就像昨天小提根也跟大家分享过。警察都是坏蛋，贪污，那个是见仁见智的，有好警察就不会这样了。
For example, what we discussed this yesterday, to use the topic like, you know, cops are all bad and they're all corrupt. On the other hand, there are good cops in this world.
或者是你用种族黑人一定是怎么样，犹太人一定怎么样这个也不可以。
Or you would talk about racial references that would lead to potential misunderstandings or people being offended. We should avoid talking about things like that in our introduction.
那第三个就是你如果用发生的时事来做引论你要注意说。那个当事人是不是也在底下？
The other thing to be careful is that if we want to cite current events, we have to make sure that the person that is part of the news or that he or she is not present in the congregation as you're talking about it.
会造成他的尴尬。
And that will cause some embarrassment to that person.
那圣经的使徒行传十七章保罗在雅典。保罗就用这个他观察到这个事情来做他的引论。
So in Acts chapter 17, Paul was using what he observed at a particular place as an introduction to his sermon.
来讲解应当敬拜的神是怎么样的神。
And he, through that, he wanted to explain the God that they encounter or experience and how he is like.
这个就是用发生的时事来做引论。
And so that's one example of using current events to present an introduction of your sermon.
比如说我们这个题目叫做不震动的国度。
For example, if your topic is the everlasting kingdom,
永不震动,
or unwavering or unwavering kingdom,
我们就可以用最近发生的在日本的这个地震天灾来做引论。
So, to lead into that sermon, you may want to cite what happened, recent earthquake.In Japan, as your introduction.
那第三个我们这个做引论的方法。
The third way of writing an introduction.
可以用解释经文的背景来做引论。
Is to explain the background of a Bible verse.
可以引用一小节或者一小段来做。这个经文来作为我们来解释它，来作为我们的引论。
Through a quotation of a Bible verse, a short Bible verse, we could explain it in our introduction.
比如说创世纪的这个二十二章第一节 到十九节，这个亚伯拉罕献以撒。
For example, Genesis chapter 22, where it records Abraham offering his son Isaac.
哦，那第一节那边一开始就讲到这事以后，神要试验亚伯拉罕。
For example, in Genesis chapter 1, it talked about that God tested Abraham.
哦，这事以后了哦，那这事是指什么事情？
And now, oh, it says, now it came to pass after these things. So what had came to pass?
好，那我们就以解释这个这一这事以后哈啊这一段的这个背景哦，来作为我们引论的材料。
So we could in our introduction talk about explaining what had came to pass as cited or referenced in verse 1 of chapter 22.
亚伯拉罕在神要给他试验之前呢，他已经受了这一些经历了。
We can talk about some of the encounters that Abraham had gone through even before God tested him with the offering of Isaac.
那另外也可以用这个借用圣经的这个史地的文化风俗背景来作为我们的引论。
We could also use some of the cultural references, some of the historical context in explaining that as a form of our introduction to our sermon.
这个也是我们写引论的方法。
So those are all ways of writing introduction.
那第四个，我们也可以用聚会的目的来做引论。
We could also discuss the purpose of worshiping of the worship service as an introduction to our sermon.
比如说我们的感恩节的特别聚会。
For example, our service on during Thanksgiving.
那个目的是什么？就是要对神来感恩。
We can talk about in our introduction the intent of the service would be to thank God for all His blessings.
那敬老会。
Another example, the honoring the elder fellowship.
那你那个目的就是要尊敬年长者那用这个目的来做我们的引论。
So your introduction of that sermon could be the intent behind honoring elders as a way to lead into your main body of the sermon.
那还有在第五点我们也可以用生活的经历作为我们的引论。
The fifth method would be using through our daily experience or daily living as a way to present our introduction.
但是这个要注意，就不能够以偏概全不能够有偏见。
We have to be careful that we should not have.Go astray from the truth or our spiritual message.
比如说有一天当我正在路上走的时候突然发生什么事情
For example, you would say that one day I was walking down the street and all of a sudden something happened to me.
用这个来做引论
You could use that as a sort of a lead-in or introduction to your sermon.
我在开车下班的时候在收音机上我听到什么。
Or that on my way back home from work on the car, I heard something on the radio.
有一次我看一本书里面怎么讲，这个都是的
One time I read a book and this is what it said, and all of these are examples.
所以第六个就是用故事来格言来做引论。
The sixth method is through stories and common sayings as a way to write our introduction.
但是这个题材要新鲜这个不要用大家都熟悉的了。
We have to be innovative and we have to be refreshing and not always use the same story that people are.
不要老是都是三只小猪三只小猪做引论。
We should not just always use the three little pigs or as an example or some as an introduction.
那要适合这个听到的人他们的程度跟背景。
The introduction must be relevant to the current setting.
尽量避免这个不适合的故事啦，或者是 这个言语啊。
We should avoid stories that are not relevant and words, languages that are inappropriate.
哦，那啊，还有就是要跟这个讲到的内容有关系。
Again, the introduction has to have direct relevancy to the main body text.
哦，最出名的就是哈、哦，这个拿单先知是劝大卫。一开始就讲了一个故事、哦。
One example would be Prophet Nathan wanted to encourage or admonish David.
去指出大卫的错误。
Right, he wanted to go criticize and point out King David's fault.
哦，他先讲一个故事做引言哦。
So he started his conversation with David by telling him a story.
哦，这个就是用。故事和格言做引言的。
That was an example where you can use a story to lead into something that you want to discuss.
那也有哈用这个会场的情况来做引言的。
You can also use some current affairs or current setting as a way to introduce your sermon.
哦，有一个老先生呢、啊、被邀请哈去这个一个大学哦为这个。即将毕业的毕业生做演讲。
There once was an elderly person. He was invited to attend a graduation, college graduation, as the keynote speaker for that ceremony.
哦，结果他在台上啊跌了一跤啊。
And he actually, on his way up to the stage, he fell.
啊，台下大家哈哈大笑。
So that caused a lot of commotion or laughter within amongst the audience.
他不慌不忙地站起来、哦、他对大学生说、啊、这就是人生、哦、跌倒了要自己爬起来。
He gathered himself and was not flustered at all and very calmly said to everyone, look, this is a prime example of what happens to your life. As you falter, you have to pick yourself up and keep going.、
哦、他用他会场发生情况来做他的引言。
So he used what happened at that current location or at that time as a way to introduce his remarks.
哦，当然我们也可以用哦一些视听材料来做我们的引言。
Of course, we can also use audio or visual materials.
哦，那还有一种就是用提出问题来做引言。
And lastly, we could always use questions of the congregation in our introduction.
哦，引起这个。听到的人、哦、他有追求答案的心呢。
That would help to arouse curiosity, attention in the audience.
好、哦，那接着在本论来解答。
And then to proceed, follow that with going explaining the answers to the question.、
哦、所以引论呢、啊，就是要让听到的人感受到好戏在后头啊。
So basically, the introduction is a key component that is intended to arouse interest from the audience so that to tell them that there's new material or exciting things to be discussed later on.
哦，这个是引言它的重要。
And that is the importance of having a good introduction.
哦，我们感谢神的带领，我们就结束我们早上的学习。
So thank God for His guidance. We are now concluding the first half of our morning sessions.
好，我们下午再继续一起来学习哦，有关本论跟结论要怎么编写。
So in this afternoon, we will continue to study how to arrange the outline of a sermon and how to conclude.
好，我们一起做感谢的祷告。
Let us all kneel down in thanksgiving to pray.